Hello, football lovers, to episode 40 of the Football Sack podcast. Today on our birthday edition of the show, we'll take a look at some of the festivities that occurred to celebrate our first year, including one follower's video message to the Football Sack team. There's been plenty said by footballers around the world in the past week, and we'll check in with some of that in player tweets. We'll then turn our attention to the New South Wales Premier League, where Sydney Olympic bulldozed Bankstown City Lions 5-2 to claim top spot on the ladder as their own. Looking west, we'll recap the weekend's matches in the WA All Flags State League, focusing on the match of the round as Perth SC hosted Balcatta in a top-of-the-table clash that saw around 1,000 fans flock to Dorian Gardens. After that, we'll quickly cross to the VPL, talk some women's football, do some of the regular shout-outs, and finally, wrap up the show in record time. Firstly, joining me for our birthday show is my one and only co-host, Pete Nowakowski. Pete, you missed out on the Sydney FC match just played out. You're probably happy that you did.
No, not really, to be honest. I wish I could have brought a TV to uni. That's how bad class was today. Basically, I'm not too surprised about the result against Kashmir. They are an extraordinarily good side, so...
Just to recap, the result of the ACL match between Kashmir Antlers and Sydney FC was 2-1 to Kashmir.
I heard Matty German scored, which is fantastic. It's his last game in a sky blue jersey at the moment. Who knows? He could come back, fingers crossed. but yeah, great work that he got the goal. And it sounds like all the players and the staff have had a good time in Japan, though.
Yeah, last game as well for Andrew Durante.
He's heading back to Wellington. Mm-hmm. He's club captain there, and he's made known before that he doesn't want to stay here in Sydney. He wants to go home, and he wants to represent Wellington.
Also, possible last game, we're not sure yet, for David Williams. Could be signing on with Sydney, but... The talk is that...
It's unlikely, to be honest.
Yeah.
It'll probably head to Brisbane Roar, to be honest. Just because that's where his family is.
Another one to Brisbane Roar, back there.
Yeah.
Because he debuted for Queensland Roar many years ago.
He did, in season one. Definitely.
Thank you, season one DVD in review, for that piece of knowledge.
Oh, yes.
All right, we've got some news of... Australian football around the country. Pete, why don't you kick us off with that?
Sure. Adelaide and Brisbane Roar have returned to training after their breaks, one could say. Adelaide have welcomed new recruits Zenon Caravella and Spasa Dalevski to their sides. There's still no word on who will wear the captain's armband at Adelaide yet after the departure of Travis Dodd. What do you think of that, Matt? Who do you reckon is going to have the armband?
At Adelaide.
Take a guess.
Marcos Flores.
Oh, yeah. He'll probably get the armband.
Do you think?
Yeah, it'll be either him or if Eugene Galekovic stays at the club, he'll have the armband for sure.
Fair call.
That's what I'm putting my money on, at least. Okay, next piece. Sydney FC have welcomed former Canterbury Bulldogs General Manager of Marketing and Commercial Operations, Dirk Melton. Not Dick Melton, Dirk Melton. Get it right.
Good name.
As Chief Executive of the club.
I don't know who he is.
Neither do I. Next piece of news. In transfer news, Jamie Coyne has officially signed a 2-year deal with Sydney FC. He'll join Michael Beauchamp in the back line and has been a target for the Sky Blue Club for quite some time.
I know who he is.
I know that he's 187 centimetres tall.
I know that he's played over 100 games in the A-League for Perth Glory.
Damn, that was my fact. Curse you for taking my facts. Look, I think he's a decent acquisition for the Sky Blue Club. I think he is a decent right back. But if you remember, when Simon Colosimo was at Perth, he was shocking. He came to Sydney and was one of the best players in the league.
So you're saying that any player that comes from Perth Glory to Sydney FC...
will be amazing. Quote me on that. Honestly, you can quote me on that.
Put money in their stocks because their stocks will rise.
Yes.
And then they had to Melbourne Heart and...
And then they'll go nowhere.
Back to Perth Glory.
Trust me.
Wow.
Trust me. Scottish giants Celtic have confirmed they'll do a tour of Australia in July, going up against Central Coast on the 3rd, Perth Glory on the 8th, and Melbourne on the 13th. They kind of travel across the nation a fair bit there.
They do, but they don't actually head to the Central Coast. They head to ANZ Stadium, and that's...
Well, that's close enough to the Central Coast. Come on.
Apparently. Well, it's about 2 hours, I would say, from...
Easily.
Central Coast.
Easily.
I can't... Whoever's organising this tour of Celtic is probably not Australian.
No, I don't think so.
They probably don't know the geographical locations of ANZ Stadium.
Probably not.
And Blue...
Look, why isn't it at Blue Tongue? That's what I want to know, because Central Coast, it's their home game, they should be playing at home. They, you'd get more people to the game if it's at Blue Tongue.
People, they're probably like, oh...
You'd get a better atmosphere there as well.
Oh, is there a stadium there in Blue Tongue? What's that? Oh, it's a stadium. Oh, it's really close to Central Coast, but is it... how many seats? 20? No, we can probably fit 21,000 at ANZ. We'll get 21,000.
Yeah,
better have it at 20 at ANZ.
No, think of the view. At Blue Tongue, you have a beautiful view.
That's a plus. That's a positive for Blue Tongue.
Mm. Anyway, Socceroos have confirmed they'll play a couple of friendlies in June, going up against New Zealand at Adelaide Oval on the 5th. And then 2 days later, they play against Serbia, one of the best teams in the world, at Etihad Stadium
in
Melbourne. That's
a big turnaround.
Why are they playing two games in the space of these 3 days?
You wonder whether they'll take either of the games seriously.
Well, Hoga Ozek has come out and said that he's not going to use a B-side. He's going to try and use A-grade sides
for both
games.
For both games. Wow.
Like, it's good for spectators. That's fantastic. But why? Why two games in such a small space of time?
You're never going to have that in a real situation. These games are friendlies. In a competitive situation, there's never going to be a two-day turnaround for national team games.
Unless you're... Well, exactly, not for national teams. For clubs, you'll get that. If you're playing over in Europe and you've got your Premiership 1 week, and then 2 days later you've got Champions League... And then
but this is the national team.
It's a national team. Why? I just don't understand it.
Hey...
Anyway, last piece of news I wanted to talk about. This Sunday at Blue Tongue Stadium, hooray for Blue Tongue Stadium, 3 p.m, the matches. Matildas will play their last competitive match on home soil before leaving for Germany for the World Cup. The squad is up against the rivals New Zealand. Ooh. And we managed to actually talk to Spencer Pryor on the weekend.
Assistant coach of the Matildas.
Thank you for that.
Well, just in case people don't know who Spencer Pryor is.
Don't know why you don't know Spencer.
You assume a lot of knowledge that our listeners have, and I assume that they don't have much knowledge at all.
It's not very nice. Anyway, well, back to this. Okay, Spencer Pryor has said he's basically going to use both of these this game against New Zealand as a not so much a training game, but he's actually going to go out there and try and get the win. But he's also going to try and finalise the squad pre World Cup because. At the moment, they've still got a couple of positions left to fill.
Yeah, they cut a few down from their training camp in Canberra, but I think it's
not enough.
Not enough, yeah. It's still quite a large squad.
Which
is a good thing, because the Matilda squad does have a lot of depth.
They do, especially in the centre-backs and in the midfield.
Mm. So competition for places is quite high. Okay. Good luck to Spencer deciding on
who to
cut.
Exactly.
And who to pick, yeah.
And don't forget, if you have your membership cards from this last season of the A-League we've just had, so that's the 2010-11 season, you can actually get into this game for free. That's right, folks, for free. If you don't have your membership card, it's $10, so bring your membership card.
Because $10
is... $10 is like, you can get a hot dog and a bottle of Coke, maybe even some hot chips.
It's definitely breaking the bank.
Yeah, look, bring your membership card, okay? And that's the news.
Thanks, Pete.
No problem.
From the news desk over there. I was there with you.
Oh, good work. And
that moves us nicely.
I understand you've got some player tweets that we can read
out. I do.
So let's do our usual intro of... Player tweets! Excellent! Yeah.
I'm glad that you said that we went
last
week, and you remembered because we didn't discuss that before
the
show.
This is awesome. Carry on.
First up, we have Adrian Layer, and he's saying, "Got our ears chewed off the whole way by Michael Lynch from The Age and Grantley Bernard, but great to have them here!" Wink.
Now, if you have no idea what on earth you're going on about with Mike Lynch. This is basically what he's done recently.
Right now! Oh, no, Christ! I am the Antichrist!
Turn that off. Turn it off. Turn.
Oh!
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, to be honest, but... He's got a good voice, almost as bad as the Sex Pistols, but not quite.
Right, they're obviously on tour with Melbourne Victory reporting on their Asian Champions League. Next up, we've got Michael Owen. And he's saying, still need another point before we collect the prize, so not counting our chickens just yet. Michael.
Count your chickens.
Count your chickens.
Just count your chickens.
You're playing for Manchester United. You're top of the table. You're what, 4 points clear? 3 points clear.
Yeah.
Plenty of points clear.
You're clear, okay? Just count your chickens. Look, I don't know why you're even getting a medal. You've been on the injury bench more often than you've been on the pitch this season. But hey, look, if you're going to get a premiership, go for it, mate.
Next up, we're going to stick with the Manchester United stream since they
are... Oh, is Leia playing for Manchester United now?
Who?
Adrian Leia.
Hey.
News to me. Carry on. Sorry.
The theme. The next, we're going to go to Rio Ferdinand, then we're going to go to Wayne Rooney.
Okay.
Stick to the plot, okay?
Sorry.
Man United, they're going to win the league. They can count their chickens. So next up, we got Rio Ferdinand. He's saying, these hailstones are huge. Steroid field. WTF. ! Lucky, because I'm almost bopped out in shorts today. What?
I have no idea what he's
on. He almost bopped out in shorts today.
I think he was heading out to the shops in shorts today, or...
When? I bop out places all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, bopped out to the store to get the milk.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Were there hailstorms?
There was no hailstorms.
No? Oh.
But I was able to bop easily.
Right, well...
Finally.
Next time, Rio.
Yeah, next up, Wayne Rooney. He's... playing Tiger Woods Masters on Xbox. Think I'm addicted to it? Any spare time I have, I'm on it. What a game.
Well, what's your username, Wayne? I'd love to play against you sometime. Admittedly, you would have to buy me Tiger Woods because I don't have that game. I don't like to play.
I'll take you on, Wayne. 9 holes, 18 holes, whatever. I'm on it.
Sweet.
Just give me a 5 handicap.
Sounds fair.
I'm all over it.
Anyway, so that wraps up our segment. Player tweets! Excellent! Yeah. See, I thought you were going to say them, but I got there first.
Alright, next up. Bit of action over the weekend with the New South Wales Premier League. Pete and I headed along to a game at the same time for once. Sydney Olympic, 5, defeated Bankstown, 2. Epic game.
Yeah, it was. It was an interesting game at Jensen Park to watch. Bankstown played their usual boring, negative and disappointing football of the 5-4-1 formation, which they don't use their wings at all.
Conversely, Sydney Olympic played some pretty exciting football.
They played amazing football. But it was just an odd game, to be honest. Like, for instance, Bankstown left their best left back, Chris Petrovsky, as well as... David Solevski on the bench. They took their best centre back, Steve Krasevsky, off at half time. Olympic just couldn't put a foot wrong.
So some interesting stuff happening at the Bankstown Club at the moment. It was 2-2 at half time, and the crowd was going nuts. They were in it until
half
time.
The old guys next to me had to be told to quiet down a fair bit, and the Olympic Ultras, I should say, on the other side, they were quite rowdy themselves.
They were. I think one member of the Sydney Olympic team that got a bit of stick from the Sydney Olympic Ultras was Brett Studman, and we managed to catch up with him after the game.
Yeah. Like, amazing guy, like, good bloke to have a chat to. But we were having a chat about how short his shorts are, because for the sake of alliteration here, his shorts are shorter than short shorts.
They are, they're amazing. If you want to see a picture of his short shorts, jump on the website, click on the interview that we had with him. You can see what he was talking about. Check out his short shorts that were assigned to him by the club. He didn't have a say in it. He wanted to make that perfectly clear. We're not sure if we believe you, Brett. You might choose to... Hey, you wax your legs, so...
Yeah, I'm not going to hold that against you, okay? Your hair
we don't know what
is
to believe.
Awesome, so that's all that matters.
We do like your hair. Just maybe don't wax your legs.
And the last piece of news from that game is the rumour going around Jensen Park, which was a bit interesting. Alex Smith, who, as we know, is the top goal scorer of the New South Wales Premier League at the moment.
He's got eight goals.
8 goals, wow.
And he didn't even play this week.
Well, he didn't, yeah, like Matt says, he didn't play this week because, rumour has it, he actually signed for Bankstown City at the start of the season. Olympic came up and said that they would give him more money if they joined him. Bankstown said, sure, you just make sure that Alex Smith doesn't play against us and we'll let him go. Olympic agreed, and there we go.
That's the rumour. He could just be injured.
Yeah, that's possible, or he could have had to go to work. Yeah. But it's up to you if you're going to believe us. The other games which took place, we saw Apia beat Brian Deans Parramatta 2-0. Parramatta are just not doing well at the moment. They're sitting bottom of the table, 2 points. Things are getting worse for them. But on the up, they're playing against Bankstown next week, and I see them getting the win.
Parramatta getting the win.
Against Bankstown. At Melita Stadium.
Next up, you were also at a match last weekend where Sydney United drew at home with Sutherland Sharks. That was supposed to be the top of the table clash.
Yeah, it didn't look like it. When at the ground, it was rubbish. The pitch was bad. The football was not lovely. Like, Sutherland are a second half side. They always play badly in the first half, I guess. And Sydney United, they just basically shut up shop. They had Mark Rudin, who played 90 minutes as centre back. They brought on Ufik Tale with half an hour left to go. They were content with the nil all, to be honest.
Interesting, because they won earlier in the week for the catch-up match with Bonnie Rig. 2-1, was it, I think?
Yeah.
2-1.
Yep.
So that means that they've played 7 games as well as Sutherland Sharks. Sydney Olympic, because of their win against Bankstown, they leapfrog United and the Sharks to sit top of the table.
Yeah. It's so close at the moment, the table, to be honest. We've got Olympic there who have 16 points. We have Sutherland who have 14 points. In the middle of the table, we've got
Sutherland have 15 points. Sydney United have 14.
Sorry, my mistake. Sitting in the middle, we've got Marconi, Alpier and Wolves all on 9 points. Blacktown have 8. And sitting on 7 points, we've got Manly, Bankstown, Bonnyrigg and Rockdale. And like I say, Parramatta's still bottom, 2 points.
Yet to get a win. Few teams there on 7 points, including Bonnyrigg White Eagles, who will be really upset with how they're going so far this season.
Yeah, 4 draws, 1 win, 1 loss.
Not good enough by their standards.
Sorry, two losses. They had lost this weekend against Manly. Shock result. Manly are going to start playing some good football now. If you're going to put money on anyone in the New South Wales Premier League to start hitting some form now, it would be Manly. After their win against Bonnyrigg, the 3-2 result, they're going to start playing some good football, that's for sure. Also, South Coast Wolves, they had a 1-0 win over Rockdale. And Trevor Morgan's side, they're going pretty well, to be honest.
All right, we'll move on from the New South Wales Premier League.
Before we go, we have to do our shout-out to Mark Stavroulakis.
We do.
Bruce De Silva and the rest of the New South Wales Premier League supporters and
media managers.
Media and everyone who keep doing a fantastic job. Their Facebook comments and updates from all the games, brilliant stuff.
Yeah, they keep us company in the various media boxes around
Sydney. Give us all the secrets and find out all the little clues about what's going on at the clubs and that.
So that's right. So thanks, Mark.
Good work, guys.
Nice one. Now, can we move on?
Yes, we can.
Great.
To women's New South Wales Premier League. Okay. Very, very quickly.
You do realise we're supposed to be doing a quick show today.
It is a quick show, trust me. Okay, let me just talk. Okay, we saw 25 goals scored this weekend. The big result being Sydney University's 7-2 win over Inter Lions. This moves the total goals scored to 198. Illawarra Stingrays stay top of the table after a 3-0 win over Blacktown Spartans. But the big news of the weekend was Southern Branch scored their second goal of the season.
Did they win?
No, they lost 3-1 to Central Coast. But Southern Branch have scored 2 goals now.
You come back to me when they've won a game.
Yes, boss. Okay, now we can move on to finding out more about our birthday.
It was our birthday on Sunday.
I had a brilliant day. Did you have a
brilliant
day?
It was great. Despite
it was also Mother's Day.
It was also Mother's Day. We don't want to rag on Mother's Day. but we were more popular than you on Twitter.
It's true. Our hashtag, Happy Birthday TFS, was trending in Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide.
That's pretty amazing that the power of all you guys as followers.
We even got replies from like Scott Munn, the CEO of Melbourne Heart.
Ben Hawes, media manager.
Of Sydney FC. Like everyone is just
got on board with the Happy Birthday TFS hashtag bandwagon. And we thank you so much for all the birthday happiness and joy that you spread, including many of our writers pictured themselves with cupcakes in hand.
12 photos, I think it was, in total.
That was pretty amazing. We even got a birthday video, a family singing happy birthday to us via YouTube. So thank you to Vanessa, who did that, who got our family to... I think they rehearsed it as well.
I think so.
They had several rehearsals.
But that was something very special.
Yeah, so thank you for
that. Thank you for that.
As a result of Happy Birthday TFS trending on Twitter, Christian Leyland...
Well, he didn't believe that we would actually get it trending.
No, he didn't. He was a naysayer, is what he was.
And we proved him wrong.
Ye of little faith, Christian Leyland, Chief of Staff at the Football Sack. You now have to do a dare, as you promised. But we don't know what yet. You left that open. So we need to figure that out.
We've had a couple of people suggesting so far. We've had one person say he should wear a dress to the Footy Fan Down Under awards ceremony.
Yeah.
We've had someone say he should wear a Celtic jersey to a Rangers bar, which is more of a suicide mission.
It's a suicide mission. Don't do that.
A dare. I would not recommend that.
It's like kind of like wearing a Melbourne Victory scarf in the Cove.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Do not do that ever.
So, yeah, basically, if you have anything you would like to see Christian do, send us a tweet. That's twitter.com/thefootballsack. Hit us up on Facebook, so facebook.com/thefootballsack.
We really want to hear some of your crazy ideas and what we can get our boss to do.
Yeah, basically, just keep sending us messages and we'll make sure that they get done. We'll make sure there's a camera there to capture the entire moment.
Great. So we had a wonderful birthday. We hope you did too. And you hope you had a great Mother's Day if you didn't have a good birthday for the football sake.
Fair call.
Let's move on now to the Victorian Premier League. Quite a few interesting results this past weekend.
Yeah, Heidelberg, how good was the nil-all draw between Green Gully Cavaliers and Bentley Greens?
Not the one that I was particularly thinking about.
Oh, you mean the 2-0 win by Richmond over St. Albans?
No, not that one either.
Oh. Hume City, 1-0 draw with Melbourne.
No, you're just really not getting what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the Heidelberg United defeating at Springvale White Eagles 9-0. Whopping 9-0.
What do you mean that was interesting? That was boring.
One-way traffic, really, wasn't it?
Exactly.
South Melbourne, they went down to Northcote City 5-0. On that, if you want to check out the full match report for that game, head to the website. It is there. As you said, yeah, Green Gully Cavaliers played two games this week. They did play against their fellow green team, Bentley Greens, and that was a nil-all draw. But they also defeated VTC 6-0. So plenty of goals happening in the VPL this week.
Yeah, true. But I guess the big game was between Dandenong Thunder and Oakley Canucks.
It was.
Top of the table clash, really.
Yeah.
And it was better than New South Wales Premier League's top of the table clash. Yeah. At least there were goals. Yeah, basically, Dandenong Thunder got the 3-1 win.
The backstory is that Dandenong Thunder were deducted 6 points 2 weeks ago for indiscretions by club officials. They are now back into second place, as Pete just said, defeating Oakley Cannons, who are first place, 3-1. Oakley, they remain on top. They're 2 points clear with a game in hand.
Well, they've had 7 wins, 2 draws, 3 losses in their opening 12 games.
Dandenong, I just see them possibly catching Oakley Cannons.
Yeah, even with the point deduction, they're just unbeatable at the moment. Yeah, they really are.
The deductions and fines, they didn't really affect the team
spirit or mentality, really.
No, I don't think so. And as someone said, it gives them a chance to prove that they are good enough to win the league, despite being whatever their club officials are getting up to.
Exactly. Propping out the bottom of the table, St. Albans Saints, like I said earlier, they had the 2-0 defeat to Richmond. Yeah, St. Albans, pick up your act.
St. Albans Saints,
all I've got.
Change your name, pick up your act.
Yeah, exactly. Change it to like what we suggested, St. Albans United. Maybe then you'll be playing better football.
Get on that. You'll unite as a team. Things will just work better for you. You're acting all saintly, you know?
Yeah.
Saints aren't made to be football players. They're made to hand out little bits of bread and wine.
Exactly. And on that note, I think we'll cut to a short break.
Yeah, we're going to go to a short break. We'll be back after this message.
From the day I met Louise, I knew she was the one.
And from that day, we've hardly been apart.
We made a promise long ago to always look after each other.
One of the things we've done is to make sure that when the time comes, no one will be worrying about money to pay our funeral costs.
The Australian Seniors Funeral Plan can pay a cash benefit of up to $15,000 when you die, and if death is the result of an accident, the cash benefit automatically triples. You'll be guaranteed acceptance if you're an Australian resident aged 50 to 79, with no forms, health questions or medical exam. And premiums start from just $2.84 per week for a 50-year-old.
We've planned for our future.
So now we can relax and make the most of today.
So give Australian Seniors Insurance Agency a ring right now on 1300 710127.
One thing I just want to ask, is that you at the start of that commercial?
Possibly.
Absolutely flabbergasted. You're at the start of this commercial. For Pensioners Insurance Agency. How old are you?
I sound younger than I am. I'm an aging man of 24
like,
years.
Benjamin Button, where like you age backwards.
Yep, I used to have a walking stick. Now I'm getting forward to being in diapers.
I've got nothing.
Yeah, currently on television in a horrible... Well, it's an interesting ad.
Yeah.
Won't say horrible.
Okay, let's stop talking about your acting career and let's get back to some football with WA All Flags State League.
Great.
First game of the round was basically a goal fest. Inglewood United getting a 7-4 win over Coburn City.
Wow.
That was brilliant to see so many goals at the back of the net. We saw Armidale lose 2-1 to Sorrento. Bayswater City losing 1-0 to Western Knights.
And the Western Knights, they'd lost two in a row prior to this, 10 goals in deficit. And good to see them back on the winning streak. Well, not a streak yet. That win sees them maintain fourth spot.
Yes. We also saw ECU get a 3-2 win over Florida Athena. And the match of the round was Perth Soccer Club versus Balcatta.
It was. Pretty interesting game. Balcatta defeated Perth Soccer Club 4-1.
Who scored those goals?
I can tell you that. If you didn't cut me off, I was about to tell you who scored.
Did you read our match report that we have by the fantastic guys that was a goal?
Did you say that there was not just a match report, but weekly
like a review? Whoa! Oh. I did not realise that.
People should really go and jump on the website and check it out.
I think they should. Definitely.
Goals came from Barrera, from Balcatta, Barrera, Machewski, and a brace from Burton, including one from the penalty spot in controversial circumstance, I would say.
Yeah, the first penalty was disallowed because the referee said that the keeper was off his line. Judging by the YouTube clips, which we have attached to our match report, it doesn't look like he was.
Either he wasn't off his line. Really, no way.
It doesn't look like it, but
they
retook the penalty and they scored off it.
Because he saved that first
penalty. He scored this. He saved the penalty, wasn't it?
Spence saved the first penalty quite spectacularly, and then play went on for 30 seconds, and then it was called back. Yeah, no, I do not think that he was over the line.
To be honest, it shouldn't have.
But to be fair, the keeper was the one that gave the penalty away, and he probably should have been sent off in the first place.
Yeah, definitely. It was just making stupid mistakes. It was having hot and cold moments whereby one moment he'd make a fantastic save, the next he was just doing something stupid.
And he did that all game. Watch the rest of the highlights, and he did that all game.
And the last game of the round was Stirling Lions getting a 3-0 win over NTC. And that wraps up WA's All Flags Day League.
Yeah, just give us a look at the ladder.
Looking at the ladder, Balcata are sitting top. They've got 24 points. Perth coming second. They're on 19. Inglewood on 18. And bringing up the rear of the show, we've got Coburn City, who have 4 points. And they have a goal deficit of minus 14.
Wow, that's a lot of goals against.
Pick up your act, Coburn, basically.
Let's move on. We are, as we've been spruiking for many weeks now, we are nominated for some awards.
For 4 awards.
4 awards, specifically. One of those is Blogger of the Year. Our very own Christian Leyland, who is up for a dare at some point.
Admittedly, we did bag him out last week on our podcast, thinking, did he go door to door?
And he has reprimanded us.
He got a piece in the newspaper.
He has. Several news
papers.
Sources have picked up the story that Christian Leyland, Blogger of the Year nominee, is up for this award, up against Les Murray, Matt Collard from Parking the Bus. Who is going to win? We don't know yet. Hopefully it's Christian Leyland.
The suspense is killing me, I swear.
If not, it should be Matt Collard from Parking the Bus. But finally, yeah,
maybe.
Mr. Football, Les Murray, might take it out.
He might get it.
He's the underdog, really.
I think so.
The other awards that we're up for is Podcast of the Year.
That's us. Football Website of the Year.
That's also us.
That's pretty much us. As well as...
Best Use of Social Media.
Social Media, which pretty much that's us.
That's us as well.
Yeah.
But, well, that, you'd hope so, because we're all nominated for all four.
Exactly. But...
Our good friends over at Australian Football, they're also nominated for Best Use of Social Media. And they've got a lot more followers than we do.
But a lot more people appreciate our tweets on Twitter.
A lot of
people do follow us.
I
know for a fact Craig Foster follows us on Twitter for our match commentary during A-League games whenever he can't make it.
That's a good rep. That's a good rep.
If it's good enough for Craig Foster, it's good enough for everyone else.
Despite that, I would say that we are the underdogs in that category. It's Best Use of Social Media.
Bit of a dark horse.
We are the dark horse to win that. So, bet on it. I would just jump on to your local betting agency. I'm sure they've got...
Oh, look, it's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've put $5 on Christian to win.
I put a tenner on Les, but...
What were the odds? 2-1 for
Les. 2-1 for Les.
Yeah, I got 20-1 for Christian.
Who knows? It's anyone's game. Anyway, so the award ceremony is taking place on June 3rd. It's at Sydney Harbour Marriott. So everyone turn up with your football sack banners. You can get tickets. I paid, what was it, $33 for mine last night.
I think I paid $30. Where were you paying? You paid an extra $3.
Obviously, I got ripped off. Basically, head along to this if you can. It'll be an amazing night.
Plenty of the football sack team are going to be there. Neil Sherwin is coming over from Perth.
Even Scotty Condon.
Scott Condon is coming up from Melbourne.
Yeah. So, and Christian's coming down?
Coming down from up in Lismore. So good on you. The whole team, well, not the whole team, there's 23 people on the team. 25,
I thought.
25
it was.
Now? Cool, I
that's
can't keep
average, 24. And that's not it for footy fans down under.
No, it's not.
They have more stuff that's going on at the moment. And big news is the fan forum is coming back. Footy fans down under and SBS, also known as the World Game, also known as SBS, whatever you want to call them this week. They've teamed up to bring you the next fan forum in Sydney. However, this time the event will be filmed in full, broadcasting as 2 episodes on the World Game.
It's coming up. It's bigger and better every time.
It is.
The fan forum.
It is.
Got a great response in Sydney, in Melbourne, Brisbane, and now, back in Sydney, it's going to be on TV.
Well, this time around, the forum will run for 3 hours in total, bringing together 2 high-profile and quality panels to discuss football. So that's... Look, the tickets are free.
Bang for your buck is what it is.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, well, guys who have already said that they're going to be there is Seb Hassett. You're going to have Craig Foster there. Brendan Schwab. So, like...
And that's just in the audience.
Yeah, exactly. Who do you think is going to be on the panel? Who knows? Even one of us might make it on the panel. Yeah, sure. Let's get up there.
I got the call up. Didn't you? You haven't heard? They really respect my views on SBS.
Obviously, Lee hasn't got my number.
I was just on SBS. I was watching the UEFA podcast that they have.
What's the quality of that? Is it better than ours?
No, let's face it. We're up for an award, and I think they're up for an award actually as well. We are up against the same people. So I was just checking out the competition, seeing what they're like. David Bashir was hosting that.
Well, to be honest, the podcast of the year that we're up against, we've got 442, and we've got SBS Champions League.
Champions League, that's what it is.
Not the World Game, so we're better than them.
Yeah. So, watch out.
And a final piece of news about SBS is that they're going to be showing all the Matildas games for the World Cup.
Good on them.
And they're also going to have highlights from at the end of every day, I think at 9 p.m. on SBS 1 or SBS 2.
So it doesn't have to be a sleepless night
because
of the highlights game, but it probably will be a sleepless night for you and I.
Yeah, they'll be streaming all the games online as well, and they'll try and have some radio commentary going on as well. So kudos to USBS.
Yeah, not usual that we spruik.
I hardly ever say
established websites, established news outlets. Do we have any other shout outs for possible friends, foes?
Well, at the moment, big discussion on Twitter is between Track Bianca and our chief of staff, Kristen Leyland, talking about whether or not this dare is actually going to happen. Because, as we know...
He promised!
Yeah, he's promised that this dare is going to happen. But we know, like, in the past, Mark Bosnich promised that he was going to shave his head, and it didn't happen.
Did that not happen?
Did not happen.
So there is precedent that a football pundit does not follow through with dares.
Mm.
We will promise at the football sack, here at the football sack, we will follow through with our dare. None of this flaking out from the Fox Sports football team.
When we say something, we will actually get it done.
We will action that. We will get on it.
Exactly.
Kristen Leyland, watch out. We are finding a dare for you to do. And we are going to end the show on that because we feel what is necessary.
We're just so passionate about this.
About finding a dare.
Talk about anything else.
The one chance that we get to rag on Kristen Leyland, apart from his Blogger of the Year nomination, which might be a little bit controversial... Yeah, so get on that. Let us know what you think he should be dared to do. That about wraps up the show for the Football Sack Birthday Edition, Episode 40. Catch us next week for all the updated action on the A-League and State Leagues around the country. I've been Matt Greenlaw. That there has been Pete Novikovsky. Say goodbye, Pete.
Goodbye. You asked me to say goodbye.
You usually wave.
I'm sorry.
And do a funny...
There you go. Let's dance it off.
We are actually dancing.